Welcome to the Sabres is Good weekly podcast. Each week, Hamed and I will discuss our thoughts about the past week's Sabres news and what we feel is relevant for the current and upcoming weeks. This is a show for Sabres fans. If you would like to share your thoughts with us, you can email the show at saberspodbox@gmail.com. Hello, Sabres Nation. I'm David Bloom, here as always with Hamed.
What's up?
And we are going to do the third edition of Sabres is Good Weekly.
Woohoo!
Well, current news about the Sabres, Tyler Ennis.
He played good, I thought.
Yeah, he got that one goal. It was kind of like a turnaround shot type of goal. You know, it wasn't like a big, wasn't like a great shot or anything. He just got, I think he got lucky.
No, but both a person that just came up from the minors and
yeah,
playing in the NHL, that was a pretty okay first game.
Yeah, I don't see why you send him back down. You know, see if he scores again. He might score again.
Yeah.
Send him back down. You know, he's one for one. I don't think it was necessary to send him back down.
Yeah, definitely.
But Drew Stafford comes back from injury, and you're not going to, like, bench Drew Stafford.
No.
So,
no way.
So, I guess you could, like, bench Adam Mayer and keep Ennis on the team.
Yeah, but Mayer is still, I think, better than Ennis. It's just he's not showing.
Well, Mayer's a different type of player than Ennis. Yeah, Ennis has the potential to be a first-line player, and Mayer never does.
Hey, why do you bring Ennis up and not bring Kirby up? I just thought about that.
Well, yeah, that was interesting. Like, last year they tried the Kirby experiment, and he didn't look too good, did he?
No, they said that they don't want to ruin him by bringing him to the NHL fast. They want to take their time on him. I just don't understand why they bring Ennis up.
Over Kirby.
I mean, give him a shot to show something, but whatever. I mean,
yeah,
it's their call, not ours.
They just thought maybe he was on a hunt. They only need him for one game, and they knew that. So
Lindy Ruff, listen up. Bring up Kirby if you're listening to the show.
Hamed wants to see Kirby come out.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait. He's going to be the next Drury.
Oh, next Drury. That'd be nice. I'd like that.
What
else is going on in Sabres Nation?
Well, Vanek, he's playing a little slow. He looks like he's skating a sludge. And everything has been going in a kind of downside for him lately.
Vanek hasn't
rebound scores.
Yeah, he hasn't been producing as much as he did last year at this point in time.
I could say the same thing about Pominville.
You could say the same thing about a few players.
Yeah,
but the other people that are making the difference this year are Connolly and Roy. But anyway, and last but not least, we had a winning streak going. What happened to that?
It snapped.
That's terrible.
I guess the Panthers too.
What is that, like a trap game or something? Like, how does that happen?
I don't know. It just, again, my answer is always going to be the defense. But like on the Calgary game, I think the defense played great.
Everyone played great.
Philadelphia game, defense pulled it together, and unlike last time, they're just giving away long passes to the
Philadelphia Grays game. Well, we'll get to that once we do the review. We don't need to get into that now.
All right, so we're gonna review the last three games, starting with Calgary.
Calgary, wow, that was awesome effort by everybody.
Yeah, actually, I didn't watch that game, but I was at work. I was kind of glancing at it at the
me
TV.
Me too. I got home right before overtime in the shootout, so I got to watch that. But, man, it seemed the excitement level.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. We played hard.
It was actually exciting to listen to on the radio because, it was just, a really intense game. You could tell
Jenner
does a great job.
You played Yona. It's like playing Ovechkin, They're both great players. You always want to expect
the whole team,
a lot of
they got Phaneuf and
Kiprusoff. Exactly.
It was really the matchup was the goaltenders, Kiprusoff versus Miller.
And look who came on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, another thing, they played a physical game.
And they took it to him, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mayer fought twice.
I mean, look at it this way. Calgary is a physical team. And it's like if you want to, you got to play fire with fire.
Yeah, Adam Mayer, how many times did he fight? Was it twice or once?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really watching the game, like I said, but
I know it was at least once, but I think he fought twice.
Yeah, it was a good game overall. And then we played Philly. We turned the tables on them. Last time, they're just beating us deep on the corners, beating us in the puck. We're giving them too much passes, through the blue line. This game was different. this game, you know. Yeah. It was another physical game.
It was Tyler Ennis's favorite day in the past, his whole life.
Tyler Ennis.
He kept that puck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Philadelphia was a good game of turning tables on him. Yeah, I hate Ray. I like that win. I hated him when he played for Ottawa.
Right. That's where it started, of course.
Yeah, and then last night we played the Panthers, which wasn't a really cool game to watch. I mean, it was the Panthers. I mean, in my head, I was thinking, oh, this could be easy win.
It was fine. We were down 3-2, and then 2 minutes and 10 seconds, Coletta takes a minor penalty, which was not necessary. That was a terrible penalty.
I watched that replay 4 times, and I'm like, what are you thinking?
Yeah,
He wasn't even going for the puck. He stared the player down for 5 seconds, then he drilled him. He rhinoed him.
Yeah, you texted me last night.
I was like, look at that rhino. And I was like, that's just a stupid penalty. He just sealed the game for them, and and then 4 more goals came out of nowhere.
The final was
stupid hit. 6-2. The giveaways, actually, I don't know what the final giveaways were, but midway through the game, it was 14-6. Sabres had 14 giveaways.
I just felt like
it's just clear the puck if you can't handle it. If you're getting, you know, forechecked in your own zone.
Maybe they felt like they did a great job against two tough teams over the weekend, and this was going to be easy or something.
Yeah, I don't think they played up to their expectations, but
no, clearly not. If they would have played the way they played against Calgary,
oh my god,
then they would have blown them away.
Yeah,
because Calgary's a good team,
and they had Volkoon, so.
Oh, right.
And he's not like a, you know, secondary goalie. He's actually a really good goalie.
Of course. Yeah.
You can't play soft against. I mean, we had some great chances. Rivet had a post, and
Rivet did hit a post. If he would have scored, I would have been
right. And there was countless times that the puck just went through the crease, you know? It's like no one was ever to stop the pass and put it in, but a lot of great chances.
You'll have nights like that. Well, how about Ryan Miller's second goal? Someone came up, went around one of our defensemen, took a shot. Miller made the save, and then like the puck was like at his bouncing like around his like mid area, and he looked like he tried to like swat it or pass it or something.
Did it roll down his arm? I think he rolled down his arm or something like that.
Actually, I have a clip from that.
Yeah, let's play that. Let's play
that. The reporter asked him that exact question: did it roll down your arm? This is what Ryan Miller had to say about that play.
First shot by I don't remember who shot it. Coming across the net, handcuffed me, going back the other way. I knocked it down, and I didn't think I had a chance to get to it and cover it. My stick was already, you know, to the side. I mean, ultimately sweep it away from the net, but I didn't have my stick. I wasn't going to bring it back across my body to sweep it away. I didn't know by the time, and, you know, Weiss could have probably picked up and beat me to the side anyway, so I was trying to get rid of it, just cause some chaos, and, you know, hits him, and you know, he just taps it right before the goal line perfectly, so, you know. Nice play by him, I guess. Quick hands.
cause some chaos? I like that.
Yeah, Ryan Miller, that was what he thought about that. And you know what? I like when Ryan Miller answers questions because he'll give you a thoughtful answer. You know, he really will. What are your thoughts on the general outlook of the season?
For the season?
After 17 games?
Yeah, it's just the defense. It goes up and down. It's like a roller coaster game for the defense. You know, they have 3 good games, 2 bad games. 3 good games, 5 bad games. 3 good games, 2 bad games. Just like up and down.
Right. Okay. I think that they're in good shape. We'll do a standings update later. I'm sure they're still leading the division.
With the amount of games we played, we're still, like, you know, 2 games shy of the people in front of us. But I think if we win the next 2 games and, you know, we catch up to their games, I think we'll be tied for first place.
You're talking about games played.
Yeah. I think we're, like, 2 or 3 games behind.
Okay.
Than the leaders right now in the top 3.
And that's always a good thing coming down the end of the year.
Yeah.
If it stays that way. I don't know if it will.
Well, I mean, every year we start out with the least amount of games played. Last year we played great.
Yeah.
So hopefully not this year.
Yeah, we have that buffer, so hopefully it'll help. Yeah, so just like in general, I think that we have a really good outlook as of right now.
Nothing changes.
All indications are good for the future.
If Ryan Miller stays healthy.
Right. Yeah, if he doesn't get injured again. We will now get into the standings and injury updates. No, he knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two All right, so we're going to take a look at the current NHL standings for you guys. The Buffalo Sabres are currently leading their division, the Northeast Division, and stand in third in the conference.
Yeah, with 25 points, and we're 3 games behind, too.
So, yeah, the Washington is in first place in the conference with 30 points, but they have played 3 more games. We have 25 points.
And they're leading by 5 points, so if we win the next 3 games.
If we won those 3 games, then we would be in first, theoretically. Yeah. We have 12 wins, 5 regulation losses, and still that only one overtime loss, which came the first game of the year. Oh. That's interesting that we only have one. I think like a lot of teams Washington have a lot four. More. Islanders have 7 overtime losses, and you know it's interesting.
Actually, the Islanders are pulling it back together.
Some teams do have 0. If you look at the other conference,
Montreal has 0.
And New Jersey has 0.
Montreal has 0. Damn it!
Oh well,
they should have. They should have gone with the 1.
Oh, I get what you were saying now. We have 50 goals for, which does not. It is very low.
Yeah, it's not the lowest, but it's like in the middle range.
It should be higher, is what we're trying to
do. But then look at our goals against.
Goals against has increased because of the 6-goal game last night that
we
gave up.
So I think we're second in goals against.
Yeah, we were tied with New Jersey last week, I think, if I remember correctly, when we did the show. And we're
second
in the NHL. Yeah, the Western Conference gives up lots of goals.
And still are. I mean, if our defense pulled it together a little more, I think we'll be first throughout the whole season.
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing good. I'm not saying they're playing bad.
Yeah, if they just like didn't have like those weird games where they give up a bunch.
Like 14 giveaways by halftime.
For the injury front, Tony Ludeman was ready to go last night, but Lindy Ruff said that since the defense was playing so great those other 2 games, he didn't want to shake it up by putting him in there.
Yeah, he doesn't want to
But maybe he should have if you think about what happened last night.
Oh, yeah. like the other injury we have, Greer.
Mike Greer, yeah.
Yeah, I think if he was back, we would have had a different game plan. You know, with the lines and everything.
Well, no, I don't think we would have had a different game plan. Coletta just would have been back down on the.
So that hit might not have happened.
Yeah, that hit probably wouldn't. Well,
Hesch, when he made that pass and nobody was there, it was like a 3-on-2.
Yeah, but what are you doing with Coletta on the ice in the last 2 minutes of the game?
You don't want to get into a fight the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, you don't want him
unless you want to take out their best player and start a fight with the best player, but he's not going to fight back because he knows what's up.
That wasn't the point. I don't know what the point was. It was stupid. Yeah. But Mike Greer is the only person currently on the injury report.
Come back, Christmas. Come back.
Yeah, so 2 people came off and no people went on, which is surprising.
That's good.
It's really good. So we don't know Mike Greer's day-to-day. We'll find out later. So far, he's missed 2 games. Yeah. Since we do the show every Thursday, we won't be with you guys next week because we are going to be eating turkey, which everyone should be too.
Gobble, gobble.
You made a chicken, man.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, so we thought we'd throw in an extra segment for you guys. This obviously isn't something relevant every week, so we'll just throw this in there. The salary cap. And find out who's making the most money and not necessarily why, but, you know, who's making the most.
We got Vanek at top.
Yep, Vanek making $6.4 million for the next 5 years, including this
You're not going anywhere, buddy.
This is the third year of that, of the 7-year contract he signed, the first year of which he made $10 million. Mm. That's insane.
Money.
And Miller makes a good chunk of change because he re-signed during the offseason, which kicked...
6.25.
Yep, that's pretty good. And then...
Pominville?
And then Pominville, and then Connolly. Well, Pominville and Connolly...
And then Roy.
This year, Pominville and Connolly make the same amount of money, but next year, Pominville makes more than Connolly.
Yeah.
Pominville's a good
player.
And then
the year after that, Connolly's on an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, we have Miller and Vanek and Pominville locked up.
I think we're going to keep them, Connolly.
It all depends on what happens. But, yeah, we have Vanek and Miller and Pominville locked up for the next 5 years, so
you
don't have to worry about that.
Pominville, Vanek.
Yeah, the only people up unrestricted after this year are Ludman, Talinder, Mike Greer, who signed a 1-year deal with us, Lalime, the backup goalie, our 7th defenseman, Nathan Pache, and then Adam Mayer and Matt Ellis, 2 fourth-line guys.
I don't know about Nathan Pache. I don't know if he's going to stay with us.
I don't know either because he might want to like actually start some team.
Yeah, and
but
paid more
you
than
know what?
Mine.
if we get rid of either Ludman or Talinder, which it's doubtful we'll keep them both, we'll probably keep Pache to keep them around.
I think I think Tillinger's gonna go too.
I'm not sure. You think Ludman and Tillinger are both gone?
No. I think Tillinger has a better chance of leaving because
he's playing better than Ludman.
I'm just saying other teams are going to be looking at that too.
Oh, you mean like we're not going to be able to afford to keep him?
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, okay. I think he's going to get paid like...
Yeah, well, we're pretty close to the salary cap, so we can't really dish out too much money. And then restricted free agents would be MacArthur and Tim Kennedy and Patrick Kaleta after this year is up, and I'm sure we'll keep all three of those guys.
Yeah.
They're all way too young. Drew Stafford will be a restricted free agent after the end of next year, which is surprising because I thought he was older, but I guess he's...
You think like Patrick Kaleta is going to ask for more money?
Of course. Oh, they all will.
He's getting paid, what, $500,000?
He'll be like, look, I lost that game for you back in November against the Florida Panthers.
But, I mean, he's getting paid $500,000. And just like, you know, it's like...
A lot of people are making a lot more. In fact...
I don't think Sekera should be making more than him. I think Kaleta should be making more than Sekera.
the difference there is Sekera was a former first-round draft pick. Yeah. So, that's what happens.
I'm just talking about, you know, recent...
Oh, right.
As of now. Mm-hmm. Unless something else happens or anything. And
yeah, I hear Ellis,
he came up and went down. And he's $500,000.
Yeah, Ellis is a good player for us, you know. Yeah. And try to keep him if we can. And... That is your salary cap update.
Okay, so the three stars of the past three games. We're going to go over that.
Who do you have?
I have number one. Actually, I'll go backward like you did last time.
Build the excitement.
Number three, Roy. I think he's skating well. He's, you know, involved a lot. And
yeah,
I think he's playing outstanding.
He's one of my stars as well.
Yeah. Number two, MacArthur. Putting up points, even though...
I think he only scored in the last night's game, but...
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
He's still playing well.
Yeah, he's playing well overall. And number one, Goose. Every team has their eye on him every game.
The Goose? I put him last week as my first star.
Really?
Yeah,
that was good. I was in the back. Oh, that was pretty good. Goose, I think he's playing good. I think he's playing... to distract the other team while, you know, making plays. Is this, you know, one of those players,
He's
like a big player. All right, what's yours?
My third star is Miller. Besides last night's game, he was awesome.
He was good last night.
Awesome Friday night. Well, he just made that mistake. I'm just saying, like, if you put that beside
him. If you listen to his comments that he made, I don't think it was a mistake. I think it was just, like, he did the best that he could at that point. But still,
because he couldn't get a glove on it, so.
I think the defense should have stepped in right there. Did something else.
Of course, yeah, he should get help. Anyway, but I thought he was awesome Friday night. Incredible. My second star, you know, people might say he's dropping off a little bit, but I still got the faith in Tyler Myers. I think he set up Gostad's goal in Philadelphia, just took the shot from the point, and Gostad just, like, hit it with his stick and went in. Yeah, just like that. He's still a solid player, and he'll give you something to look at every time.
Every single time he gets a puck at the point on top, I'm like, okay, he's going to shoot it. Go in, please go in.
And then my first star is Roy.
Roy? Nice.
Yeah, he's playing well, better. He's trying really hard. I think that's all you can ask for. Do you have somebody that has to be start playing better? Just has to.
I mean, there's a lot of players that I think should be top notch right now, and they're not. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of them, but I mean, I think you brought it up before the show. The first line. So really, like Stafford. I mean, he scored last night, right?
He did score that, and it was a good goal, but...
It was.
He comes in and comes out of the spotlight. The phase. He spends more time out of it.
Yeah, I think he has to be playing better, especially with the first line, you know?
Stafford spends more time, just going through the motions, I think, than, like, doing a good job. Yeah.
All right, so yours is...
Mine is Vanek, the big gun. You know, he did score once through the three games, but, you know, this is the type of guy that's like, you know, he's our Ovechkin. He's supposed to be...
Maybe he should do a little more than just standing in front of the net. Just a little more.
Well, yeah, he skates around, but I don't know. I think that...
Whenever I look at him, most of the time he's in front of the net waiting for the deflection.
Bottom line is your top player should be producing.
Exactly.
And he's not...
Especially if you're getting paid the most.
MacArthur's outscoring him, I think. Either that or the same number of goals, one of the two.
I think from last night, I think he's leading now.
Yeah, see.
Well, that, he did score the other time.
Yeah, so maybe they both have six or something like that. But, you know, he should
be outperforming.
Yes, he should be outperforming everybody except for Miller because Miller's the goalie and he doesn't score a lot. All right, now we're going to do the prediction time. Since we won't be with you guys for 2 weeks, we're going to predict more than three games. The Sabres do play six games between now and the next time that we will be talking to you guys. So the Sabres are at home tomorrow night, Friday the 20th, against the Bruins. And what do you give them there?
I give them a win.
I give them a win, too.
It's a home game. It's the Bruins.
And they rebound well over embarrassing losses. Yep. So I give them a win there. Then the next night, Saturday, they travel to Ottawa. What do you give them there?
I give them a win.
I give them a win, too.
All right.
Oh, boy. I better not be keeping my picks the same as yours too much longer because you're 1-5 on the year so far.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll catch up.
Okay. Then they travel Wednesday, of the next week Wednesday, to Washington. What do you give them there?
I give them a lose.
I give them a win.
You give them a win?
I say that they're going to beat... They show up for the big games.
They're going to beat the Caps with Ovechkin back from injury and Semin and Backstrom. And
definitely.
Oh, my God. That's a perfect team right there.
They show up for the big games.
They show up for the big games. All right, so there's one difference. Next game.
Then Friday, they travel to Philadelphia for the third time this month.
What do you
give them? Well, they don't travel for the third time this month, but they play them for the third time. Okay, what do you
give? I think it's the fourth time, isn't it?
Is it the fourth time of the year?
Well, let's see.
Well, they only
play schedule
them.
Up.
They only play them four times a year. UC Flyers. Let's see. Well, I know it's the third time this month they played. Look, there's one.
One.
There's and then two. And three. So this is the third. They play them again sometime. Oh,
okay.
Once
third. Okay. Yeah. All right. Third. I have them down as a win.
I have that down as a loss.
A loss. All right,
I'm telling you, the Flyers are a pretty good team. We're not.
They are, but I think they found out how to, like,
I don't know.
The nail in the coffin on them.
I hope they win, but.
Yeah, and then.
Flyers are very physical, and we don't always play too physical.
Yeah, last time we did, though. I guess so.
And then next Saturday, they are at home. They come back home. Their three-game road trip comes to an end. They play Carolina in Buffalo. Next Saturday, the 28th of November.
Hey, well,
the day my brother gets married.
Great. Yeah. Well, in that case, I give him a win.
Yeah. Yeah, I have
that a wedding present.
I have that down as a win, too. And then Monday, 2 days later, they travel to Toronto.
And that's the Leafs game.
Where the Bills play once a year.
Oh, yeah. Well, for the Toronto games, I like to mark that down on my calendar to, like, the must-see game because, you know, the rivalry game.
Yeah.
They're right across the border from us. And I give them a win.
I give them a win against the Maple Leafs, too. The Maple Leafs just are not that good this year at all.
Yeah.
So, there you have it.
I have the Sabres losing once in the next six games.
You have them losing once. Yeah, I have them losing once, too, to the Flyers. You have them losing to the Capitals.
Really? Just one difference? No,
we have two differences.
Oh, no, two differences. I said...
But your loss is different than mine, so that makes two differences.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we were different on the Flyers and the Capitals games, but everything else we agree on. it's kind of easy, too, because, like, the Bruins, the Senators, the Hurricanes, and the Maple Leafs are kind of towards the bottom of the conference, so
yeah,
we should beat those teams, but... We should
Hurricanes,
beat Florida, too.
Leafs, Senators, they're not playoff teams.
Well,
I think
a few of them are currently in the top eight, but it
doesn't... Well, I think the Bruins are, right?
The Bruins, I looked at it. The Bruins are outside of the top eight, but...
Bruins are out of the top eight. Leafs are at the top eight.
Yeah, here it is right here.
Hurricanes are
Ottawa's
out.
Boston's out. Toronto, Carolina. See, they're all out.
They're all out.
Except for the Capitals and the Flyers.
And that's the only loss I have. Capitals.
But the Flyers, you have Flyers as a win. They're in the top eight. Right? But that's why it was easy to pick those games is all I'm saying. Okay. So now we'll do the who we think is going to be the best player for the Sabres in the next six games. Next
six
2 weeks
games.
Worth. Who do you have?
I have Roy.
Again?
I have Roy again.
Well, I think you were right about Roy over Rivet last week.
Yeah. What were the stats again?
One goal, one assist, minus four, which is weird.
Well, the minus is from if they get scored on that line.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's for.
Right, and then zero penalties, which is nice to see. And then he had 10 shots, so he was 10% on his shooting, which is which isn't terrible if you over the course of a whole year. And then Rivé had one assist and minus three minor penalties and three shots. He hit the post last night. He almost scored.
Ding.
Okay, so you have Roy, and do you have a just because you think?
Well, I think it's because he's been playing well throughout the season so far. Yeah. He's creating chances for himself, for others. He had that. I think his assist was when he there was a double pass to Vanek in front of the net.
Okay.
I like that setup. Yeah. Like that line.
He's sharp for sure.
That's why I picked him.
I agree. I you know consider taking Roy, but I'm not going to do that because that would just be stupid. I'm going to take Vanek. I think he's going to turn around. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to turn around.
The guy that we're talking about.
He's going to get a
sludge.
Well, yeah, we play a bunch of teams towards the bottom of the barrel, so I think Vanek can start throwing some pucks in the net.
Yeah, but we played the Panthers, and then what happened?
Well,
the
Panthers aren't in the Panthers aren't in the bottom of the barrel. You know,
we're close to it. Close. Bottom three in the East.
I don't care. They're not in the bottom. Like, we play two teams worse than them. So
yeah.
I think Vanny's going to get a few goals. Yeah. I'm going to be rooting for him anyway because now I picked him.
Yeah. Vanny should be playing better anyway. So.
Right. So we all Sabres fans will be rooting. Right, mailbag. We need more people, more of our fans to start emailing the mailbag because we do not have that many emails this week. Last week we had a record setting 2 emails, and this week does not break the record.
It took a step back.
It took 1 week. Our emails got cut in half, which might sound like a lot.
Hey, and right now, I know if you send email, it's not like, you know, we're being overloaded. We're just going to pick a couple to talk about. We actually talk about all of them.
Yeah,
you know?
We will talk about all of them because...
Oh, yeah, just send them in, you know?
Send them in. We will, if you have anything
get
you want to...
Get your name in the box.
Yeah, let me know.
Take your name out of the box. Then we read your email from the box.
Right.
Sabres Pod Box.
Exactly. If you have anything you want us to discuss, please let us know, and we will spend some time on it. This email is from Doug and Depew again. He says, you want me to read it or do you want?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
He says, that was about me.
Well, the beginning is addressed to you. He says, Hamed, I would like to politely disagree with you that the defense is the reason the Sabres lost 2 out of 3 this past week. And now, not this past week, but this is referring to the week before that. Both the games the Sabres lost, they went down early by at least 2 goals, which you may blame on the D, but... When you are down 2 goals, it should be time for the offense to open it up and generate some type of pressure, which...
That's
a good point.
It's a good point, but the offense can't generate when you're always on defense, when your defense can't stop and give it back to the offense. I mean, the Philadelphia game, we're getting...
It starts with the defense and then goes
to
the
exactly.
offense.
Yeah, exactly. And when, the Philadelphia game, they're just passing right through our line. Like, our line was slower that day. I don't know if they were in condition.
Yeah, it's hard to think back because that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I can't remember that perfectly because that was like a perfect example of our defense playing
bad. And then he goes on to say, Doug does, great teams are able to overcome multi-goal deficits, and I see Buffalo as a good team, he means not a great team, until they can really come back from more than a 1-goal deficit.
And that makes my point for the defense, you know, stepping up. I mean, the offense is great. That's what makes us a great team.
But the defense has got to lock it down and give it to the offense.
If the defense played hard and solid, I think we'll be the best team in the NHL. We have all the tools on offense to score. We have the great goalie. I think he's like one of the best in the NHL.
Oh, yeah. He was leading the league in stats until last night.
Well,
they put him in second now.
Oh, yeah. And so just because of the 6 goals. And then... It's something like, you know, it doesn't really count in my head.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, and then Doug goes on to say, is it any coincidence that even with a 5-0 loss to the New York Islanders, the Sabres are tops in goals against, well, they were, and that we have no score in the top 65 in the league? Now, that's a good point right there.
You can't say that we're at least scoring against from the defense. I look at Miller for that.
Miller is a big part of that.
Miller stops. I mean, if you look at all the goals that should have gone in and Miller stopped, we would not be in first.
And you can say...
Or second, sorry.
You can say that, the offense is a little lacking, but another good point to go along with that is that the scoring is very spread out. It's not like one guy leading the team and then everybody else has...
Another
point
I want to go there for Doug. I'm not saying the defense is bad. I'm just saying they have bad games.
Right. Yeah.
They have good games, like the Calgary game, the Philadelphia game. They stepped up those games, but I want to see it for a longer period of time, longer phases, not like two games and then two down and then two games and two down. Mm-hmm. I want to see it like for six games straight. Yeah. You know, maybe one, you know, begging because it's back-to-back games or something like that. But I want to see it for a longer period of time.
And then Doug finishes up his email by saying, congrats to Tim Connelly on his 500th NHL game and Tillander 400. They're obviously both past those numbers now. Then he says, Sabres is good. He predicted 3-0 the past week, which he was better than we were, though.
Oh, yeah, 2-1.
He was 2-1. Doug and DePew, and then he closes by saying Jamarcus Russell couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Oh, that's not good for the other emailer. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, Nicole, that wasn't us saying it. Nicole, that wasn't just us saying that. That was Doug and DePew. So I'm just reading the email here, so you can't get angry.
No way.
Anyway, so this is gonna conclude this week's edition of Sabres is Good.
Oh yeah, 2 week.
Well, session. Yes, we're gonna have a 1 week off next week because of Thanksgiving. So everyone have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Eat your turkey. I personally
and email us.
Yes, email us twice. Once for each game.
Yeah, What? Each game is one or three games.
Yeah. Well, you can email us each one game if you want. But
more emails are better.
Yeah. What's your favorite for Thanksgiving? Potatoes.
Turkey, I think it's the best one.
Just the turkey?
Oh, yeah, just the turkey.
I kind of like the gravy, you know?
The gravy awesome. Tops it off.
I don't like the cranberry sauce. I'm not a big, I can't do that. What about you?
I've never had cranberry with turkey.
It's just not right.
It tastes just
yams with the marshmallows and the brown sugar.
Whoa.
Can you do that?
No. Oh, I should try that.
You know what yams are, right? They're like little orange vegetables. And you put marshmallows and brown sugar in them and bake them in the oven.
Well, we can talk about that later, but...
Yeah. Well, I was going
to... To all you fans out there, have a great Thanksgiving and see you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks. This is David Bloom.
And Hamad.
Yeah, goodbye, Sabres Nation.